turn it up and jump in the deep end on Perspectives with Ashley Burgess. The water's warm and there's a swim-up bar. Glass of Perspective, anyone? Now, here's Ashley.
Fish don't fry in the kitchen. Beans don't burn on the grill. Took a whole lot of trying just to get up that hill.
Hey, welcome back here live with Ashley Burgess here on Perspectives. Yes, you heard it, Perspectives with Ashley Burgess. And we're talking, our discussion tonight is how to get your New Year's resolutions right this year. You know, your resolution can be living and breathing well into 2015. But really, in order for that to happen, you have to listen to this whole episode of Perspectives. Because people don't tell you this information. This isn't public information. People, it's not public domain. Because if it was, there wouldn't be half the stuff that they sell to you to try to help you keep your weight loss or whatever you got going on. Half the products in the world wouldn't even be an issue if you actually listen to the show. So you can actually save money, save time, and you know what? Basically save face by listening to the show tonight. You know, weight loss, if it's quitting smoking, if it's stopped drinking, you know, if it's getting a better job, you know, or if you're just considering going back to school. You know, they're really all cool because they're all viable. They're all New Year's resolutions that really can make into a really cool reality. And however, instead of going gung-ho, honestly, the first week and then kind of petering out week three, you know, you need to pace yourself. You know, you got to pace yourself. And you have to have, what is it? Determination. You know, determination is such a big deal. You know, you have to have determination. Self-determination is, a lot of people think it's nothing. Yeah, it's a huge thing. Because if you believe it, you can achieve it. If you believe that you have the ability to do something, you can do it. You know, when you believe you can do something, you see it. You can taste it. You know what it looks like, right? You know what it looks like to be successful, and you go for it. You know, you don't go 200 miles per hour week one. You know, it's just, wow. And then when it comes to like smoking or what have you, you really can't cheat as well. So you kind of got to just build up to things. And if, you know, something happens or if you mess up, you know, you start over again. No one's really keeping score, you know, except for you, you know, honestly. And that's the key. So let's talk tonight. Let's begin our conversation on how to take your New Year's resolution into 2015. I know 2014 is coming. I'm not off by the year, okay? No, I'm not off by that year. I'm talking about into the next year, 2015.
Whoa.
Okay, so I'm not off by a year. So this isn't just like a fly-by-night idea. Oh, I'm going to do this for a month. Or I'm going to do this for 2 months. No. This is like a lifestyle change. So number one, the way that you can keep steady through 2015 is to make only one resolution.
Aha.
Uh-huh. What do we have for Johnny? We have a lot of nice party gifts. You know, okay, so the thing is that if you make a resolution, right? If you make a bunch of them, how do you actually make all that happen? It's almost impossible.
You know, remember, Ashley, we talked about this last year. If everything is a priority, then nothing is a priority.
Exactly.
And I liked what you said earlier, and I think you ought to say it again. If you believe it, you can achieve it.
If you believe it, you can achieve it.
Can I use that?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to use that.
We can all use that because it's real. Because really, if you believe it and you know you can do something, not only do you know it, you see yourself doing it. So think about like back in the day, let's say like if you played football or sports and you saw yourself like catching the pass, right? I mean, if you didn't see yourself catching the pass, you're not going to be able to catch the pass. And it's just like with golf. If you see yourself, you know, hitting and getting right into the hole and doing all this great stuff, great. Otherwise, you're going to be out there in the weeds. You're going to be in the water. You know, nothing's going to happen for you because if you don't see it, you can't make it happen. So in order to see a resolution clearly, you can only make one. You can't have three. You can't say, I want to quit smoking, I want to quit drinking, and I want to lose weight. I mean, that's a lot.
Or some people do, like Dano, you know, people who do something ridiculous, like 10 or 15, or, you know, they make a whole list.
Oh, yeah. I actually do have a friend who last year, that was his New Year's resolution, was to actually quit smoking, quit drinking, and to lose weight. He managed to lose a little bit of weight because he didn't quit drinking, but he cut it down.
He cut it down.
Yeah.
So he minimized it a little bit.
He minimized it, yes.
What about the smoking? Did he smoke more?
Yeah. So I guess it kind of balanced out because he smoked more and drank less.
So he lost a little weight.
But lost a little weight.
He's a little more stressed out and nervous and on edge because of the cigarettes.
Right.
But other than that, he was okay.
Yes.
So listeners, you hear what I'm saying? It's like, it makes sense. If you're out there and you've made a resolution, which I'm sure you have, just keep the one that's the most important. Keep the one that means the most to you. And I think that that's important to think about hierarchy or like triage. When people go into the hospital, there's levels of what is the most important thing to deal with. So let's say if you have high blood pressure, maybe the smoking or the drinking or the working out, but something's got to give. But I think kind of the biggest thing needs to be taken care of. And then the following year or 6 months into it, you can maybe add another one to the repertoire. But I think when you're putting so much on your plate, nothing good's going to happen. And a lot of times we backlash, too, because we can't do it all. We get overwhelmed. We feel sad about what we've done, and then we just fall apart.
Because remember, Ashley, you've got your normal life to leave. You've got to take the kids to school and baseball practice, and you've got your job, and you've got other things going on. If you just pile on all those resolutions on top of that, it's too much.
It is too much. And you have to take in consideration your daily stressors, right? Because that's a big deal. Like, if you're working a job that stresses you out, and you're trying to quit smoking, this is going to be an issue, and you're going to have to work on it on a daily basis, because when you make this resolution, you're not thinking about maybe your boss breathing down your neck. Maybe you're not thinking about dealing with your wife or your husband or your kids or whatever stress, or maybe the bills or whatever. Whatever is kind of the trigger point is something. And so a lot of times when we're dealing with one thing, we can deal with the triggers. But if you're dealing with a slew of things or so many triggers, eventually it's going to backfire. It just always does.
Good thing for Dano and I, we don't work at a job that causes stress.
God bless. You know, the second thing tonight we want to talk about is how to really kind of push through this resolution 2015 is to, what is it? Believe in yourself.
Believe to achieve and then believe in yourself.
Yeah, because if you believe in yourself, right? Can't you do something? If you don't believe in yourself, if you say, oh, I have the willpower of nobody, and every time I do something, it never happens, and, you know, I've never made anything good actually happen, my resolution is never going to come together. It's just going to fall apart. If you think that way, then I don't even know why you waste your time. I mean, really, just let it go. But if you believe, hey, I'm cool, I'm a good person, and I can make this happen because I believe in myself, but only do I believe in myself, I want the best for myself. And so if it means losing some weight or going back to school or stop smoking, whatever it is, you need to kind of do that for yourself.
So are you talking like self-motivation or just motivation factor in general?
Self-motivation. Yeah, because everybody else can be doing whatever. I mean, you could be standing in a group of people smoking. You could be standing in a group, whatever. You could actually be at home and you're surrounded with a bunch of people that are sitting on the couch eating and they don't care about working out. I mean, you could actually have a spouse right now that's talking to you after you've made your resolution to stop smoking that also smokes, that's blowing smoke in your face as you're listening to the show. Okay, and so there's a lot of factors that go against us being able to try to make this a reality. But if you believe in yourself and motivate yourself, even in the eyes of something happening that's like antithetical to what you're trying to do, Dano, you're right on. That's the key, is that you have to just believe in yourself and just say, hey, I want this to happen, and look at it like other goals that you've looked at in your life. You know, whatever you've done really well and successful, like the things that you've actually attained, think about how you did that model. Think about how you motivated yourself even in the low times, or how you motivated when people were against you. And that's always awesome, because all of us have a success story, at least one, that we can look back and say, okay, I'm going to try to map that success story and place it on this. You know, even though there might not be a payout, even though some people might be going to school to try to get a better job, so in the end there might be a payout, but there's not a financial payout right now for you to quit smoking. But maybe if you look at it in the end, you'll keep your insurance, and then your kids won't have to use your health insurance after you pass on before they're like 12. So, I mean, that's also a consideration.
But that would be good.
Yeah, that's a good thing. But, you know, it is true. And it's when you believe in yourself and you only keep the one resolution, that's what it's all about. You know, when we come back, we're talking about your imagination. And your imagination is so vital because it actually makes reality. And a lot of people don't realize that. I don't understand why. It's like your reality comes from your imagination. Like the thoughts in your head, first are thoughts in your head before they actually happen. But we've all had that happen where you think something and then it happens. Sometimes it happens immediately. Sometimes it takes a couple of days. So when we come back, we're talking about how to use imagination to make your resolution come true and to activate that for at least the next year. So stay tuned, because guess what? We'll be talking more resolutions and how you can be successful and how you can tell other people how to do it. Perspectives with Ashley Burgess will be back in, what, two shakes.
If you or someone you know has been injured due to someone else's negligence in the Dallas area, take action. The Ailman Law Firm works on a contingency fee basis, so clients owe no attorney's fees and will not be required to pay any costs until a recovery is obtained for the client. Sergio E. Ailman is an experienced personal injury attorney in the Dallas area and will help you determine the options for repairing your car, handling any medical expenses, and lost wages. The Ailman Law Firm will fight hard to establish and prove the extent of damage to help individuals receive the compensation they deserve. Car accidents, trucking accidents, wrongful deaths, motorcycle accidents, slip and fall, and workplace injuries. Attorney Sergio Ailman believes in his clients' cases, and the primary goal at Ailman Law Office is to help you recover from your traumatic experience. Call the Ailman Law Firm today at 214-373-7774. That's 214-373-7774.